This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2, UER2. In a social media post, Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to enhancing the ease of living for citizens by giving a significant boost to infrastructure development in the National Capital Region. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said these projects have been developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the National Capital, aiming to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. India's space hero group captain Shubhanshu Shukla received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. His wife and son were also present to welcome him home. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, ISS, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. He piloted NASA's Axiom 4 mission, which launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on 25th June this year. During the mission, Shukla conducted groundbreaking microgravity experiments aimed at advancing scientific research in space. Shukla is also one of the astronauts shortlisted for India's first human space flight mission, Gaganyaan, which is set to launch by the end of next year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Yoon in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy and defense. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar also expressed appreciation for the deepening convergences and expanding engagement between the two countries as they mark the 10th anniversary of their special strategic partnership.
The value we attach to the relationship. Let me also take the opportunity to extend our greetings to you for the National Liberation Day of Korea. And your visit, I think, in many ways comes at a very important time. It's the 10th anniversary of our special strategic partnership.
Speaking to media, Foreign Minister of the Republic of Korea, Cho Hyun, said that his country is very stern and firm on the issue of terrorism.
We are very stern, firm on this issue. We are strongly against any terrorism or terrorist attack on any country, on any people. We stand by the Indian government and Indian people.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's electronics exports have seen a surge of over 47% in first quarter of 2025-26 over the same quarter in 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said it is a sweet success story for Make in India, which has led to an exponential growth in the electronics production from $31 billion to $133 billion in a decade beginning 2014-15. He said the government has created several enablers for making India Atmanirbhar in manufacturing. India welcomed the summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, calling their leadership in the pursuit of peace highly commendable. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs praised the progress made in the talks and reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward. The ministry added that the world is looking for an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. India is set to host its biggest international winter sports event for the first time as the Asian Open Short Track Speed Skating Trophy 2025 will be held from 20th to 23rd of this month at the Maharana Pratap Sports College in Raipur, Dehradun. More than 11 Asian countries will participate in this historic competition. Athletes will showcase their skills in 9 different events ranging from the 222-meter sprint to the 5,000-meter relay. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanya Hemant clinched the women's singles crown at the Saipan International 2025 in the Northern Mariana Islands yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.